Hi, boo-boos. So, I wanted to make some muffins today. And I thought it might be a cool idea to record it. And if you can hear insanity in the background, I'm sorry. So my oven is preheated. It's on max, and I'll explain why in a bit. Just grabbing things from my pantry. Here's my flour. Chocolate chips. Well, I'm using some.
Okay, I'll buy some tomorrow.
Cool. Baking powder. Baking soda. Vanilla. Now, do I want to use vanilla essence or do I want to use my vanilla paste? Yeah, I'm going for vanilla paste. Treat yourself. Or something along those lines. What else? Sorry, looking at my recipe. Just realized that I put the wrong thing down, but I don't remember what it's supposed to be. There's my soy milk. Shite. Apple cider vinegar, which is here. Coconut oil, which is here. Okay, so I am going to mix up my bananas and coconut oil real quick. I actually roasted some bananas so that they get super, super sweet, and then adding some unroasted but ripe bananas as well. So, super banana flavor. Normally I roast all three, but I actually took the bananas a bit too far. Oops. And only one of them is really salvageable. So we're gonna have a bit of a mix. So, the reason I'm doing this is that on the Vanilla Audio Discord, which if you are not a part of, please, please join. It's a great time. And I was showing some of the vanillages my baking skills, and it just made me want to bake today. So I'm baking, and I thought I would record it, so I asked on Twitter and in Discord if I should, and the answer was yes, and also send muffins, which is fair. I am all about the sharing. Normally when I bake, it's for other people. The last time I made these muffins, it was for one of my best friends because she'd heard her back and her gran had just passed away. So I went over with muffins and we ordered Mexican food and we watched Finding Dory, which was great. Those bananas are sufficiently mushed up.
Yeah.
Okay. dry goods, measuring cups, and some measuring spoons. And that is because I'm vegan. Surprise, surprise. So I predominantly do vegan baking. Duh. Okay. So there's the milk, and I'll put the apple cider vinegar and the vanilla. That's a sexy sound, eh? Vanilla paste squirting into the tube. I think I just put too much vanilla paste, but in my opinion, there's no such thing as too much vanilla, so. Plus, this is inspired by vanilla audio, so it should be really vanilla-y. Okay. Oil. I know what I'm doing to stir. I've made this before. Two, three. Let's see if I can get this into the sink. Yep. But I made a noise. That was not my aim. And I'm sending liquid coconut oil everywhere. Go. Okay. Now I can do the dry stuff. Actually, no, I can't because I forgot the flax egg. I did exactly what Cuddles said I would do. Kind of. I forgot the egg. Granted, it's a flax egg, but. Same thing. Okay. Don't need those. Da, 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 da. What can I mix in? Is this? Doing that. And water goes everywhere, including on my phone. Shit. Well, I now look like an imprint in a wet t-shirt contest, which I'm sure is the fantasy for a lot of people. Okay. Okay, and at least now I know why that's happening. Behave. Do it that way. So that's the flax egg. Now I can do the dry stuff. Okay. So, boo-boos, how's life? Anything interesting happening? Life has been pretty boring. Not boring, but... not even that eventful, but more, well, as I think a lot of you know, by now it's summer and it's fire season here, and this fire season is really thin. It's normally only this bad in February, but it's been insane since November, and I've been having issues with my breathing because of all the smoke, which I normally don't have. It normally doesn't get that bad, at least not in Sydney here, but one big clump. There we go. So now we've just got baking powder, baking soda, and salt. We're getting there, babies. At least it's only over there.
Lettuce,
down here. It's them with the fruities, isn't it, son?
Yeah, it's on that shelf.
Okay.
At the back, on the left. You found it?
Yeah.
Cool. Now the chocolate. Which is obviously like the pot. I'm gonna hold some.
I hold the bang down in the back of the thing.
I know. Wasn't as loud as it could have been. I was expecting a whole big crash.
It's still bloody loud.
Yeah, it is still bloody loud. Okay. But hey, you're getting banana chocolate muffins out of this. So rejoice.
Oh yeah. Probably just water everywhere here.
Yeah, kind of sprayed all over me. Hence the wet t-shirt. Just prepare the tins. Coconut oil. Yeah, I burnt them a bit. But they're super sweet, so they should be really, really good. Welcome. God, it's real.
Well, we've got to bloody see what they're like when they're cool. Oh, it's not there. Shoot, oh. Where is it? It's here.
What's here?
The plate on what? Just getting in the way here. What? No, it's way more common.
A preheated oven that's like heated up to max, then when you put the muffins in, you put it down to the right temperature and that causes them to get that big kind of puff up. That was a cake, Mum. And that was, I don't even know why that happened because I followed the recipe. But it should have been. And it came out as if it was cooked, but then...
Sometimes it doesn't. That's why you got it.
I did, though. Ah. Throwing things everywhere. Do you want to taste a bit of the batter? Actually, you do. It's really good. Trust me. You can really, really, really taste the banana. That's why I always roast the bananas. See, it's super banana-y. Last time they tasted like banana, but not a lot. It was more like a... I'll put a timer on for 30 minutes about halfway through baking time. Yeah, they look legit. They look pretty good, actually. So, yay! So far, so good. See you in 15 minutes. Okay, so it's time to take the muffins out and... Yeah, they look legit. They look totally legit. Ah! Okay. They are out of the oven. Turn the oven off. Gonna let them cool for a bit, and then I can take them out of the tray and have them on the wire rack. But yeah, we got muffins. They look good. They rose. So we've got some proper muffin tops going. Some of them are a bit bigger than others, but I didn't really measure them out properly like I normally do, but who cares? Muffins! Muffins! Okay, so now that the muffins have cooled, should be able to take them out of the tray. They're coming out. They're still really warm. I mean, warm muffins are amazing. Sadly, some of the chocolate that's like on the sides or in the very bottom is getting stuck to the tray, but that's always gonna happen. They're not falling apart, so that's a good thing. Just about to get the last muffin out. Yeah. Chef perks of eating the chocolate that's left in the tin. Yep. I did good. Oh my god, they are super banana-y. I know that's not a word, but I don't care. It should be. They are seriously good. Okay, so I think that is it for today's episode of Baking with Bedtime. Next time, we are going to attempt potato muffins with a gravy center because us vanillagers went absolutely batshit on Discord. And again, if you're not on Discord, go do the thing because it's totally worth. All right.